way to communicate from node to node, checkpoint to checkpoint. I thought that was a really interesting application for the mesh network, not to mention providing video wherever is required as well. So I just want to thank Mark and Gordon for bringing their gear out, and Mark for taking the time to put together a really nice presentation. Lots of questions. There was probably a dozen or more people participating. That was a lot of fun. Thanks, Mark. Anybody wish to comment on that? All right, we will close the net. So thanks, Gordon, W2TTT. Thanks to Chesapeake Club for allowing us to use their feeder tonight. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody again. This is K2BAR returning the net repeater to normal imagery.
Right now, I'm running the thing at the full, I think, 45 watts. If I bring it down to don't do that. Put it back up to high power.
Okay, I'm going to change it, so I'll leave it where it is. But, okay, all right. But I'm glad. When we're outside, but the mobile is, no problem. We'll quiet it for a meter. But if you can, tell them that the charging operator is like not a fit for a worse part. In a valley, and the next thing was, rent like a little booster to connect to the internet. So it's like having a tower in your house. But, and the only area I wanted to get into is basically the Chestnut Ridge. So I'm glad we're able to do that.
Yeah, no, on the first part of the last transmission you just made to end, some of that other one where you're talking about going low power, you got noisy, so I thought you had dropped it. But I don't hear that noise anymore. It's almost like the repeater got desensed. I want to go check to see if that other repeater, I've got two meter rigs here, so let's see, it's 140, let me see, 146, or what was it, I'm trying to remember now, 146.4 or something, what that frequency was it 4.6, I think it was 4.6, Alex's machine, KQ2H, do you remember what it was?
Oh, you mean Metroplex?
145, 146, it's a 1 meg split machine. I'm going to keep an ear out for that. We noticed when I was up at the repeater site with Jim and Woody, AK2F, we were able to determine that there was broadband noise from another repeater, and that was the repeater output. It was causing a problem on our input. Sure enough, it wasn't just on our input, it was across the band. So we've solved that riddle, as it were.
Okay, very good. Now, using it this way, where I've got the audio at maximum, is this the most intelligent audio now?
It's a little hard-hitting, but I think you can back it off a little bit. But having good audio is going to be really key should you have a moment of should we say, sporadic coverage into the repeater due to repeater descent.
All right, so this would be more of a moderate distance from the mic, probably the way I would normally talk under normal circumstances.
And if you went between the two settings that you had, that would probably be ideal.
All right, which would be about like this, Gordon. So, okay, as long as we can participate and no one is struggling, I'll be pleased for the time being.
Yeah, make a transmission.
I said, as long as no one is struggling, I'd be, content to get into the repeater at this level, because for a while I thought I wouldn't be able to reach it at all.
Oh, no, you're doing fine. You're doing really fine. Okay. I was trying to get you to transmit while the other repeater was keyed up. I didn't have a way to quickly key it up, but alrighty. I'm trying to reproduce that descent thing that I already suspected in case it's back, but anyway, if it is back, I'll isolate it from home at some point. Well, very good, Ted. So where is your antenna?
Well, it's literally hanging from the ventilator. The warm air or air conditioner ventilator is hanging from it, and it's a J-Paul antenna that I made a long time ago. You know, just very simple, but it always worked for me. What I'd be curious, if you give me a second, Gordon, I'm curious, I can just have to put the duplexer on, how it works out on 440.
All right, it's 442.900, yeah, I can, 440.900, right?
I think it was 442.900, yeah.
Yeah, I dialed it in. It's okay. Go ahead.
Give me a second. I have to put the duplexer on within 2 minutes.
For you, I will stand by. W2PNE, W2TTT on 2 meters. Was that you, Kerchunk, unit on 440?
Okay, that was me for a moment. I just got to do a place to set up, so let me try again.
Roger.
It's not good. I can't raise it at all. Unless I got to check my offset, but it doesn't look good.
Could you do me a favor and actually talk? Because I think you're making it, you're just not hearing it. You are raising the repeater, you just don't hear it. You are actually doing really well. You are as strong, if not stronger, on 440. Yeah, Ted, you're getting into the repeater just fine. I mean, make a transmission, you can listen to yourself. Just make it right now, just go ahead and transmit. Just
okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I do, I heard the feedback from Cross Bravo 555.
You're welcome. Yes, sir, we are. Well, if you get descents on 2 meters, try 440 and just make sure that the person in question already has 2 meters up running or to talk back to you on. That's wonderful. Now, can you get into, pardon me, can you, what was I trying to say? What the heck is the other one that you should try? You should try 442-600. It's also a 141PL. I don't think I have that programmed in, but I could program it real quick. 442-600, it's in West Orange. It's right on top of you. You should be able to hit it like gangbusters. Yeah, but there's a real Mark's repeater is in West Orange. You like that. What's the frequency? Yeah, unfortunately, not a lot of guys on that repeater these days, unfortunately. Let me see if I can get 442-600, hold on. Yeah, don't I know. Well, either on your HT or, oh, hold on 1 second. All right, I'm back. Yeah, I just wanted to get myself an iced tea since we were chatting a bit. That's pretty cool. If you want to try dialing in 442-600, same PL as this 141.3. We can go there real quick. Are you dialing that up?
I have 446. Okay, 7.5, that's where we were on before. Wait a moment, let's see what else I have.
442-600.
I'll have to try it another time, Gordon. It's hard to, takes a few steps, and I gotta just read the manual again to quickly do it, so at this hour I'm getting a little sleepy anyhow. Anyhow, I'm glad we're able to make contact, and we'll definitely get together on Monday, all things willing. It'll be nice to see everyone. Other than that, I've been spending the last 3 weeks, you know, between babysitting and the XYL, and I'll try to set up the house and work with the existing furniture and get things to work and the normal headaches. We started out with 60 boxes, so I think we're down to about another 10.
Yeah, I know. It's frightening the amount of stuff you have to unpack, and that's after you strip down so much out of your old house.
I'll tell you, I think the stuff that we threw out and literally, you know, gave things away. A lot of people don't want anything unless it's brand new, you know. It's in a way, it's frustrating because I always kept good care of whatever I bought. It was almost, you know, a factory condition. But as progress, people want the latest bells and whistles. And towards the end, where we donated a lot of stuff was the Vietnam vets and the Salvation Army. They ultimately, but even there, they were, it had to be, particularly the Vietnam vets took everything. But the Salvation Army, the items had to be such that they could sell in their store. That's where they make their dollars. And for example, we had a beautiful cabinet that we kept the television on, and they didn't want it because today everyone has the televisions mounted in the wall. So a lot of things that we thought really would be, we were in great shape, they didn't want any part of.
And you know, those wall units that had the big deep section for the TV, you can still put a wall-mounted TV in there, except for one thing. The TVs are bigger now, not deeper, wider than the wall unit. That's the problem.
But a lot cheaper. You know, used to annoy us. About 5 years ago, we were looking at that time at a projection TV, and it was giving me a headache, so we got one of the first large screen LCDs. It was very expensive, and we were paying it off over 4 years. But each year, the price went down to the point that when we made the last payment, that's what a brand new one of the same size would cost. At that time, it was a 42, now we have a 6, it was a 42-inch. But when they first came out, the LCDs, they were ridiculous cost. And each year, I mean, it went from, I think, maybe $4,000 to now you can get one for maybe $300.
I know. You can certainly buy, I bought an LED television for Nancy recently. I want to say it was 42 inches, maybe a little bigger. And it was less than $400, and it was a smart TV. So it wasn't just a 1080p TV, but it was one that had, I could wirelessly stream from, I should say.
Again, I'm hearing 100% copy, but there's definitely a noise level, and the signal isn't full strength. So probably what I'm hearing, it's probably a little bit better than what you're hearing, but I imagine it's relatively close.
You're almost full quieting. Let me ask this question. Do you have access to your attic?
That's the secret. We got in well with the custodians. And lo and behold, won't you believe that the president of the condo association is a ham. He's been at it a long time, and as a matter of fact, there was this picture on that QIZ page. It showed him and how he worked all over the world from his antenna in the attic. We're meaning to get together. I've been so busy just trying to get the place set up. But he knows about me, and yes, we'll be able to work something in the attic. At the same token, I don't know what he's talking about, but I have to meet. He wants to do something in a remote basis. But in any event, yes, we can get something in the attic. It won't be great, but it will get me on HF again.
That's wonderful. Well, doing internet remote base is one thing. Doing a remote base that's frequency agile, it requires, you know, some funky software in your radio. It supports funky software that allows for that. But there are even ways to remote your FM stuff too. So I'll show you how to do that. If not, my friend Mark, who lives nearby in 2MH, will show you how to do that with an all-star network. Take a couple of BeagleBones, and which are $50 little CPUs. A couple of components and magic, you've got yourself a remote base.
The only thing, if we do get set up in the attic, the only thing for health reasons I will not use will be the amplifier. The most I would write is 100 watts, because you've got people on the third floor that are going to be literally, right above where the antenna is, so I wouldn't go any higher. I'd actually keep it down to about 75 watts. But because I like CW, with 75 watts I can still have a good time. And, not everything I had hoped it would be with my long-range plans, but hey, it'd be nice to get back on the air again. And as far as the location goes, I'm very happy with this condominium. And we're in a good area, and we're right by my kids. I can jump right in 10 minutes, I can be over there. So, it works both ways. We're getting at the age that should we have a problem, they can run over here. So it's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, I'd like to know where my kids are going to land. I mean, with all due respect to my son John and his wife, I really don't expect much from them in the way of close living accommodations. I mean, they live in Union City, but, when we go there, if we're going to park, we take Nancy's vehicle because it's two-thirds the length of mine, and we have a higher probability of being able to park it. Thank God I don't own the big blue whale anymore. That's almost impossible to park over in Union City, just impossible. They come here occasionally, but you know, she works in Newark and they have one car, so you know, they're a young couple just starting out. He either walks, rides a bike, or takes public transportation to his job, which is not far, or to Manhattan College in New York. You know, he takes one of those little white buses with the little green stripe on the side that, they're like, you know, I call them the Barrio bus, for lack of a better term. But, there's not much to them. But they run in back all the way through, you know, Hudson County, and they run across to New York City and stuff like that. So it's nice. And then James is in Arizona, although I suspect he'll be back on the East Coast in a couple of years. And then Jeremy's here, but Lord knows where he's going to end up. I mean, he'd like to stay here, but he hasn't figured out what he wants to do other than go to school, and he hasn't even started that, which is making me a little cross. But, you know, as long as he's doing something productive, I guess I should just keep my mouth shut.
Well, they're still young, and they're trying to find their own way, and that's okay. That's okay. And I think there's another aspect, too. My son, who lives in his own world, I mean, when he calls, I know there's some concern. Other than that, I don't hear from him. But my daughter is a whole other thing about my daughter and my wife. I think there's a different relationship between mother and daughter as opposed to the son and either the dad or the mom. I've always found that to be. That's my impressions anyway. Because most of our friends, when they have a daughter, they're always talking constantly to their mother. But the son, he's on his own. And unless there's a problem, I know if Richard calls, something's up. We're usually discussing a problem. It's not always major, but he needs to talk about it. But I always joke with Paul. I'll say, if we didn't hear from him, it means things are fine, so don't worry.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. But that's sort of true with my boys. Well, I mean, not so much Jeremy, because he lives with us. But although, since James moved from Arlington, Virginia to Arizona, we hear from him a couple of times a week just because. And that's nice. So we're not always dealing with problems. But a couple of months ago, he called me back in September. He'd only been there out there maybe a month or two. He goes, listen, Dad, I got a problem. He says, I can't make it back east for Thanksgiving. And I said, yeah. He said, just make sure you're squared away for Thanksgiving. And he was. He was good. And I said, then the other thing, he goes to Dad, he says, for Christmas, he's got some challenges. And I said, well, you have challenges getting here? He says, nope, we've got that. We can do the travel. That's not a problem. And I said, good. So he's not mooning me for money. So that's always good, right? And so the next thing was, he says, you know, Jane lives in Arlington and she's going to be with her parents at Christmas. I said, stop. I said, proceed direct from Arizona to wherever she's going to be for Christmas. Spend Christmas with her. Now, after that, we'd love to see you up here, both of you. Oh, that was what I was going to ask, Dad. Are you sure? He said, immediately I took the burden of his world off. That was the whole reason for his call, because he said, oh my God, my parents are not going to see me on Christmas. This is a huge problem. I said, no, it's not a huge problem. As long as we see you over the holidays, both of you, we don't care. And boy, magically, you know, the decision, you know, was cool. He said, my Dad, you have no idea. I said, yes, I do. I said, you're attached to this girl and you haven't seen her in months and you're not going to see her for a few more months and, you know, you got to do what's right. He goes, yeah. I said, exactly, son. It's your life. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, you know, that happens. It's funny that many traditions, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, many get-togethers where they're just routine, and suddenly when a new party is introduced, whether it's the girlfriend or the boyfriend, and it gets more serious, and then suddenly their family has rituals and tradition, and somehow now you're in a spot. It's got to be handled diplomatically at both ends, but more tensions begin when new couples meet for the first time with respect to tradition, and suddenly, wait a minute, you're not coming Thanksgiving or my Christmas dinner, etc. But, you know, hopefully everything gets worked out. But that's the beginning in new relationships in terms of areas that need to be resolved peacefully.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There was absolutely no way it would happen any differently. I mean, I'm not going to put my son into a hell, you know. I mean, my mother tried to play that game, and I figured it out fast, and my father was very good with it. And in my case, my wife is wonderful about it. In fact, my daughter-in-law doesn't know how good she has it with respect to my wife, because while my mother-in-law was great, my father-in-law was great, and my father was great, my mother not so much. She had, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? It's like, oh, my Lord. You know, everything's got to have all sorts of grief and aggravation and consternation, so... The good news is we got past that in this matter for a few years, and everything was fine. So it's all good. But Ted, I got to tell you, you are sounding very, very good on this remote. I mean, you know, you're really good. So something like what you have in the way of that antenna could be put into the attic, hung from the attic, if it's a J-pole or something that you built before. Or we could get you like an X30 or something like that, a Comet X30, I think it was Diamond X30. Put that up there in the attic. I mean, there's things we can do, and along with an HF antenna. So whenever the time comes and things need to be worked out, you just let me know. And just don't ask me to crawl up there on a sunny day in July, please.
Okay, no, I do appreciate that, Gordon. Once we have access, we'll be able to get that. And we have a superintendent that knows this building, and as I say, he's very friendly with the president of the condo. He wanted officially to introduce me, but meanwhile he was talking about me. It's just that we've been so busy now, I want to take a step at a time. But it looks like I'll be able to get up there. And not only that, but he claims he can run the wire down where it won't even interfere. I think what happened in the case of the president, he was on the second floor, and he had gotten permission from the owner on the first floor to drop the wire. It went through the ceiling, but where the washer dryer is, where you don't see it, in a different compartment. But he told me, Ted, I have a way of doing it now where we don't even have to ask anyone because it's outside, it's in the venting system. So he's enthused that he could get it done without you know, upsetting anyone. And it's very nice about it. So there will be an answer, and we will get this thing going. And we'll see. As I say, I'm disappointed because, hey, we remained where we were, Gordon. You know the rig I had. And we wanted to put up, I was going to put up a hex beam and get the full, get the full effect. But, you know, we'll manage. I just say I'm pleased to know at least I can get on and enjoy the hobby. At this point, other than getting on right now, at this point I was just on CC100, which is a simulated transceiver effect using the internet, but it isn't quite the same, nothing like the original RF. And this physical radio, I have a battery here as well, so even in an emergency, we can get out and maybe do some good. W2PNA.
Okay, so if you're only going to run one coax, we can put duplexers on either end, and you put a VHF, UHF on one side, on one port, like to a, you know, like 2 meters and above on one port, and you're 6 meters and down on the other port, and you put your HF antenna on one, and you put your, like, a Diamond X30 on the other, you put two antennas in the attic, one for HF and one for VHF, UHF, and then you split them out, come into the shack, and you're only running 100 watts, you can do that all day. It'll be fine.
That would be great. I didn't realize, I knew you can do a duplex in 2 meters per foot, but I didn't realize you can have that wide a spread. Oh, that would be excellent, you know, because ideally I just wanted to run one piece of coax down. And, you know, the J-pole, I'm judging from the attic, I can hang the same antenna. It's as good as it's going to get. The J-pole happens to be an effective antenna. It's just height is everything, because I'm very low right now. I'm literally in a valley. I mean, I can see hills all around me, practically. So if I can get it towards the top of the building, it'll make a big difference. And as far as the length of the antenna, I have 80 feet of attic space up there, so I can put 80 feet of what have you, whether it's a 40-meter half-wave dipole or antenna than mine, but that I didn't realize. I didn't realize that in a duplex that you could have that wider spread. That'll be great, because to put the 2-meter one up is nothing. I'll just hang it from the ceiling, you know, there's a nail up there, and that's about it. As long as I can, you know, so one's going to be a vertical and one will be a horizontal antenna.
Okay, what you want to do, in order to make sure you get absolutely no grief out of this, I mean, ideally if you can run 2 coaxes, that's better, because you don't have any weird artifacts, but either way, you on HF, you want to run a 40, let's say a multi-band fan dipole that's commercially made, because if you've got 80 linear feet, then all you have to do up there is hang the 66 feet of wire for the 40-meter dipole, and everything else hangs underneath it as a fan dipole. But I would get a multi-band fan dipole that's pre-made and go for resonant antennas on every band so that you don't have any issues. You make sure that the center is fed with the ballon. Underneath that ballon, you put a choke ballon so that nothing, no RF down that coax. And you put another one of those things as it goes into your shack so nothing comes up that coax on the outside. So you have no RFI issues that are coax-induced. If you can run the VHF-UHF separately, because that just simplifies the possibility of having weird leakage on, you know, and things appearing on the outside of the coax. But, it's that simple. But, you know, either way. But, yeah, they do make these duplexers. You put them on either end. I mean, they're pricey, but it's like 60, 70 bucks an end, but you're going to be doing balance all over which way from hell, so you'll probably be fine with one coax. The worst case is if we find out it doesn't, then we'll just come up with something to address that. That's no big deal. We can always come back and say, okay, we'd like to try with one coax. If that doesn't work, we'll go run another piece. And definitely run LMR 400.
I think what the president of the condo is running, just one little I heard in the description, is one of these Alpha Delta, you know, the DXCC antenna.
Off the top of my head, I remember what, I mean, I have a DXDD, so that's fine. I think he is running a DXDC. I seem to remember reading his article on QRZ. What's his call sign again?
I do need to ask, let's see if I have it here. Wait a minute. Look at some notes here if I put his name down. Probably not. I'll have to do the formal introduction and everything, but as we talk, I'm looking here if I have it on my notes.
Oh, do you remember his last name?
I'm embarrassed, but my wife would. I'm just looking at him. You know, at this place, we've been introduced to so many new people trying to get the name straight in this unit alone. And everyone, how are you? My name is so-and-so. So it's been a struggle. But now I'm looking. I don't know if I have anything to ship. You know, the only thing is, if you look at Cedar Grove, I don't know if you have a QRZ there, if you look up Cedar Grove, New Jersey, there's not that many hams there. And I remember his name if it was mentioned.
Okay, you're in Cedar Grove. Okay, that was my question. See if I can actually log in. Screwed that up. All right, stand by. Let me just... There we go. I'm having a little trouble logging into QRZ. I will. Stand by. Michelle, I'm going to be over your way tomorrow at some point. Are you going to be home tomorrow, or are you going to be out and about? I can't stay so long, but I can say hello if you want. Certainly going to go by KJI's at some point.
We're very close to KJI. Absolutely, I'll be home. What's tomorrow? Yeah, I'll be home all day. Again, we're almost on my boxes. The place is far from being set up, but you might, Mark. I'd love to say hello.
All right, stand by one. DeGrove, MJ... I'll recognize his address, too. You're right. It's only 2 pages. Hang on. Is he a W-2? Do you remember?
I think so. I remember thinking he had one of these. He's been on since I was, from what I saw, since the 50s.
Okay. Frank, Henry, George, William, or Bill, Joseph, John.
No, it's something. Stand by one. I know where I have the gentleman's name. Just give me 1 second.
I found it. Don Saltzman, isn't it? K2DEG.
I'm going to look in the tenants directory. I'll tell you in a second.
No, it's not Don Saltzman.
You know, when you try to find things at the last minute, if I see it tomorrow, I'll let you know. I have the tenants manual, everyone's name. If somebody's like, I can't put my hand on it. It's, we'll find out. But I've seen him making presentations. Seems like a very nice fellow. And from what I heard from the custodian, very supportive. He says, actually, we'd like to get more members involved in ham radio, so it'll work out.
I just realized I can do this by address. What's the address?
Well, you would have to be on Holly Lane. My person.
Tampa. Holly. Holly Lane, I probably didn't spell it.
W2PNE with W2TTT.
W2TTT, Old House, Holly Lane, search. Oh look, I have one. Yeah, it was Don Saltzman. I found him. He's got a DXCC. I don't know, I'm just refreshing myself. I got the DXCC.
What I understand, he's been very active from this location.
Alright, let me see. Limited space high performance antenna, 82 feet. Let's see. So it's an 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meter dipole. Okay. Yeah, hold on. Okay, so it doesn't come with a ballon, so I would put a choke ballon right underneath that feed point, immediately underneath that feed point, and I'd put another one in your ham shack. But other than that, all good. I have a DXCD, so you're not going to get any arguments from me. And all a DXCD is, if I recall, 80-40 dipole. It's basically... doesn't do the upper band. Actually, it does 15 just at 10 just fine.
Connected W2PNE.
W2PNE. Would you believe it? The fuse just blew. And I'm now on echo link. Over.
Hear that? A fuse just blew on your radio?
No, I'm not sure just what it is. I just don't know what to do. All of a sudden it went dead. I have to figure out what happened. I'm opening the fuse box as we talk, but I'll save it for later. So the plus part of Echo Link, at least I got right across. So look, my little sign, I suspect that's what it is. I'm for how we just put power, but we did one fuse. Plus this rig, I no longer put in the car. I don't have a ground fuse. It's strictly a plus fuse. Hence that. So maybe we'll take advantage of the Pestling out 73, but we can talk to you, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. W2TTT, W2PME.
Okay, Ted, very good. Well, as long as your apartment or your house has power, I guess it's all good. That's pretty amusing. Anyway, I'm glad it's... that's working, but yeah, you know, I have a DXCD. I wished I had a DXCC antenna. The DXCC looks much nicer. It's the same length too. So, you know, sometimes get with what you get with what you got, but it looks very, very nice. All right, well, you take care, and we'll chat later. Actually, you know something? I could turn my antenna into a DXCC very easily. I'm seeing what it is. It basically just is a fan. It's got a 20 meter and a 10 meter fan element on it. Other than that, they're the same as the DXDD. So, all right. Good beans, or cool beans, as they say. I will try to come by tomorrow. I have a question. Do you guys eat kielbasa?
I love it, especially it's a favorite when we light the grill, but that's a yes.
Okay, I will bring you some smoked kielbasa, because I know some people do not eat kielbasa for either cultural, social, or religious reasons, and I don't want to piss anybody off, but I'm going for kibbasi in the morning, so I'll make sure I bring you guys one. It'll be my own personal housewarming gift.
Okay, sounds good. I just took out the fuse, and it has only white covers, so I couldn't tell if the connection was bad. But I just put it on the Omi as we were talking, and the connection is good. So somewhere, something blew, like the power supply, which seems to still be leading. I get to the bottom of it. Could be the wire connection. I'm packing, I had everything wrapped up. Whatever, so we'll check. Okay, look forward to catching you tomorrow, Gordon. Always a pleasure. And thanks for your, thank you ahead of time for the assistance I can accept again. W2TTT, W2PNA.
Okay, whenever you're ready. I mean, I can spec you out a quick parts list, and you can work with the building people to get it all squared away. And you don't need another antenna. You already have your J-pole. So I would recommend separate cables, but because the cost of the cables versus the cost of the duplexers, I think the cable actually costs less, amazingly enough. And you'll have fewer problems. Also, you'll have more redundancy should something bad go wrong. Anyway, 7-3 and be well. We'll talk later, and we'll see you tomorrow. W2PNE, sometime probably after 1 o'clock, W2TTT.
Okay, 7-3 is good. Hey, the Echolink is nice backup for situation vanish. Vanish into the clouds. Take care. Hope we will catch you tomorrow. Any clear.
Good morning, Gordon, or good evening, KD2BOR.
Good morning, Rocky, and good night, Ted. You got me just before I turned off the radio. How are you? I think Ted's Echolink is still on. Ted, your Echolink is still on.
No, it's not, Gordon. That's our friendly jammer.
Oh. An Alpha Hotel of the First Order. Very well. I'm sorry.
Catch you later. I don't want to deal with it. KD2BOR.
Hey, Rocky, can I call you on your cell? I think I have, or your shot, I think I have your soccer shell. Well, actually, I don't have your cell, maybe. Can I call you on the work phone? Where are you?
4712 is the work number.
Yeah, I'll call you right now on the phone.
W2PNE disconnected.
W2TTT, I don't know if you're still there, Gordon, but we're back on W2PNE and found the problem.
So Charlie, how are you?
I'm tired, Gordon.
just waiting for my first cup of coffee.
Understood. Understood. Well, let me head inside. I'd like to be inside before my son gets home from work. But it's good hearing you. And if we don't speak, Merry Christmas to you and your tribe.
Oh, they're a tribe, all right. Yeah, same to you, Gordon, you and your family. Good hearing you this morning. W2TTT. N1LU, mobile.
Yeah, by the way, you know about the fireplace on Friday, on Monday, noontime, right?
Yes, I do. I probably will not be able to make it. Too much going on, of course. Now, I understand it's the following Friday as well. Same place, same time.
The following Monday, but yes.
Sorry, it's following Monday. See, I need my coffee. That one I'll probably make, but the first one I will not.
That's fine. That's understood. And I'll probably make both, oddly enough. So that's a good thing. Right. As the French would say, à bientôt, bonsoir. And 1LU, W2TTT, off and clear. Over to you, Rock, 73. And good luck tomorrow.
All right, 73, Gordon. Have a good night. KD2, BOR. 73, Gordon. All right, Rock, I'm on my way and got plenty of obstacles in my way. But this time I think I'm going to take the Henry Hudson Bridge. All right, very good. I'm on that other one, 4-0, in case of anything. Yeah, okay, no problem. Okay, cool. So I should be there, open by 2. Later on, when we go to the other one, we're going to try something. I'll tell you over there. Gordon was telling me on the phone, and I checked it this morning, and looks like they did something to that repeater, put a new one up. Oh, okay. Very good. I'll be a little bit more lucid once I get my first cup of coffee. Yeah, you sound a little drained this morning, or just a little on the slow side this morning. Oh, yeah, big time. I was sound asleep. I just happened to open my eyes and see it was 12:15. I said, oh, crap, I gotta get out of bed. Yeah, I gotta be here probably to about 9 this morning, maybe 9:30. Gotta go take a shower and stuff and be up in Nutley by 11 o'clock. Yeah, good luck with that today. The worst part of it is that when they inject that stuff into you, you get this cold or warm feeling and this metallic taste in your mouth for a couple seconds. Then they run the camera over you and you're gone. And when do you get the results on that? Do you have to go back to your doctor the following week? Well, he's only in his office, takes office visits on Friday down at St. Michael's, so last time I had to go pick up the results and then go down and bring them to him. So I imagine I'm getting the test this Monday. I'll probably be seeing him next Friday after Christmas. Geez, I'm surprised they don't fax him the results or something a little bit quicker. I don't know. I had to pick him up last time. I don't know why. I'll ask Debbie. I just don't get involved in all that. She handles all that stuff for me. N1LU, KD2BOR. Yep, KD2BOR, N1LU mobile. I have to get gas today, too. Sounds like I've got a bit of, I have a bit of an obstacle on my way back from your place. There's an accident investigation going on Route 3. I'm not sure if that's going to be in my way or not, so I've got to listen to the traffic on my way back. Unbelievable. It's so many things going on. Our roads are just so congested, which I don't have to tell you, being on the road all the time. If people would just slow down a little bit and get off their dumb phones while they're driving, I think we'd have a lot less accidents. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Well, luckily, one of my commutes this way isn't exactly loaded with traffic, but it's always loaded with construction. about some type of weather coming in for Christmas Eve day or anything like that?
Yes, but so far it sounds like it's going to be rain.
I sure hope so. That's for sure. I don't want to see any snow. After last year, I don't think me and everybody else don't want to see any snow.
Well, with all the rain we've been getting, it's inevitable. We just got to, we have to get to the time of the year where it's it never gets above freezing. Then the next rain that comes in will be snow.
Yeah, I put another couple repeaters in that other one yesterday. I can key them, but they're far away. But I don't remember. I don't alpha tag. I did find one that I get full scale, but I forget where it was unless I look it up.
Oh, okay. Well, I can do that quick on my cell phone. When I get there, I'll check it out, see if I've got it or if I can get into it. Doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, I'm up to 25 programmed items in that radio now.
Yeah, I put that beacon machine in, but I can't touch it.
I heard this one from Sean when he was talking to N2IEE the other day, and I threw it in mine, and I just keyed it now. I'll show it to you when you get here. I get it full scale. I don't know how I'm going to get into it, but it's coming back real strong.
Why don't you text it to me while I'm getting coffee, and I'll try to put it in my my rig here in the car.
Do you have anything in your radio that ends in 000?
I may. I'm not sure.
All right, let me get my phone. KD2VOR. All right, I'm back. KD2VOR.
All right, perfect timing, pulling into the mobile station. Let me grab my coffee, I'll be out. And 1 Elliott.
Very good, KD2VOR. KD2VOR mobile.
KD2VOR and 1 Elliott.
KD2BOR, get right back with you. Just ready to jump in a quick check for another coffee.
Very good, N1LU mobile.
KD2BOR mobile.
N1LU mobile as well. Yeah, I have that one, but I had a different BL in. So I put your BL in, and I can't hit it yet.
Yeah, I forget where it is. I might have that in two times. I didn't check the whole radio, but I was looking on the repeater list yesterday and just going through a couple more to see if I could hit them. And that one came back full, so I left it in.
Yeah, just ID'd, but no S meter reading on it. See when I can get into it. Probably as they get closer to the city. That's the one that Sean mentioned.
Yeah, and all he said was 000, and I knew what he was talking about.
Must be a couple of them, since I had it in with a different PL.
I look it up. Even if I can't get them coming back strong, I'm leaving them in the radio because, you know, I never know if I'm going to be in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to mention you don't know when you put up the new antenna. You want to also be able to see if that helps you get into some that you have trouble getting into now.
Yeah, I got to write a little list down on paper and put them in the mobile also. It's a little bit of a hassle now doing a clone.
Yeah, well, the clone certainly got me started. Now that I know how to program the radio, I can put anything in now on my own. It's pretty easy. You know what you should do, Tiff, is write down a list and write an S meter reading or zero for no reading on each repeater. And then when you put up a new antenna, you can compare the list got from the new antenna.
On me, the repeater got real noisy at one point just now.
Yeah, I think it still has a few issues. It was pretty noisy yesterday going home.
All right, I'm about a block from the shop. I'll catch you from inside. KD2BOR.
All right, very good. N1LU mobile. Yeah, that was me. N1LU.
KD2BOR.
I could hear it. Not real well, but I could hear it. And you said you get it full scale?
Yes, I do.
Sean lives. Does he live in Jersey?
Yeah, northwest or something from here. I'm not sure the town that he lives in.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, if he can use it, yeah, maybe it's up in northern New Jersey. I'll have to look it up. I'm curious now which one that is and which one is the one that I had in.
Looking it up right now. Warrenville, New Jersey, Somerset County.
That's pretty far away. Now, there's not two of them there?
I'm on a New York repeater directory on the 220s, and I don't see but 1-2-1-0-0.
It's weird. Why would I have one in with a totally different... My PL was 151.
Well, I was told, looking at the repeater list here, there is no PL. I don't know how I ended up with one, because you got to change it the way this radio works. I got a PL in there, but you don't need it.
And what did Sean say about that repeater? Anything pertinent information about it?
No, just that he said it was a good repeater, and he asked John how John was getting into it. John said no problem.
I doubt I'll be able to get it from home, not in Warrenville, New Jersey. But I got to figure out what the other one might be, South Jersey. Why don't you try New Jersey area repeaters and see if you can get into a 220 listing and see if one's in there for that same frequency.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now that I put in Martinsville, Somerset County. But I don't think I get that one as well. N1LU, KD2BOR.
Same frequency?
Same beginning. It ends in 640. I get it, but I'm only getting two bars.
Yeah, no, I've got a couple of repeaters in here for South Jersey. Martinsville might be one, although I'm not sure where Somerset County is. There's a couple of repeaters down in South Jersey. In fact, I talked to you on one of them. I think it's a link system or something, too. When I was sitting in front of my job one day before, the same day I was going down to get my son, or I had dropped him off early in the morning and had that repeater in there, and I talked to you on it. I don't remember which.
Somerset's out going out Route 78 west, Route 22 west. That's Somerset County, I'm pretty sure, out that way. Somerset.
Okay. Probably when I get to work, I'll get into it better. Or when I get into Jersey. I keep hearing an ID, but it's very weak.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's my antenna, because John's down in Harrison, and he's getting into some of them a lot better than I do.
I'll give you a call on it when I get over the bridge.
40?
Yeah.
All right, let me put the radio on then, on that frequency. I tell you, all the horror stories I heard about programming Chinese radios, I can't believe how easy this Chinese radio is to program. I can do it almost with my eyes closed now.